My name is Mary Dell. My grandfather gave me my name as well as my other brothers and sisters. I was born in Manila, Philippines. I was 3 years old when my family immigrated. I come from a family of six children. So we all came to America, five of us did. My youngest brother was born here. And when you have a family that big, everyone is always put into groups. We had the four girls, we had the two boys, we had the three oldest, we had the three youngest. We also had the three that had lighter skin and the three that had darker skin. The three who had darker skin were my two brothers and myself. In our family, and really with our culture, darker skin is considered not as good as lighter skin. But my mom would say that it's not that bad for boys to have darker skin, which means that it's still bad for girls to have darker skin. So that's something that I always knew. You know, for a long time, I thought, well, I guess until I was 8 years old, I thought it was just in my family that people believe that or Filipinos believe that. But I learned that a lot of other people believe that as well. When I was 8 years old, my family moved from South Seattle, which was a really diverse neighborhood, a lot of immigrants and blacks, to the east side, Kirkland. When I started a new school, the new school I went to, I was the only non-white child. It was in the middle of the school year, so we came in it was really hard. Definitely felt like I didn't belong, didn't fit in, trying to figure out this whole new school. And one of the things that this new school had that my old school didn't have was specialist day, which is, you know, you do kind of special classes. And we had art one day, and I actually was like, I'm really excited. This school might not be so bad. So we went into the art room, and first time I got to paint with paintbrushes on an easel, and I was super excited. I did my whole thing, had a great time, and was just a total mess after, and had gotten paint all over my hand. And I remember turning to the boy next to me and saying something like, oh, I have to go wash my hands, they're all dirty. And he said to me, your skin always looks like dirt. It doesn't matter if you wash your hands. So though my mom had told me, you know, don't let your skin get any darker, that was the first time that I realized, or what I thought I learned, was everyone thinks brown skin looks like dirt. I just remember feeling like I was ugly and I would always be ugly. Yeah. And I, it really doesn't matter when people tell you you're pretty. If when you're 8 years old, you've accepted that you're ugly. I try to tell myself that it's not true. And sometimes I believe that it's not true. But I go back to that. Yeah. I got to be really aware of noticing all of the differences, all the things that weren't really ideal. Like, I didn't want to be who I was. I'm not even sure what that meant then. I was just became really aware of just not wanting to be me. I've only ever dated white guys and white men, so I knew I'd marry someone white. And I also knew I wanted children, and I wanted to make sure that my children had lighter skin than me. It was just going to be easier for them in life. I know that because I've experienced it. You know, growing up, when I was having my kind of feminist, I'm an independent woman stage, and I still am that, I thought, oh, I'm not going to take my husband's last name. But I definitely did. And one of the reasons is that he has a very American last name. And my first name is kind of, people aren't ever sure like what the origin is, but you combine my first name with my ex-husband's last name, and it sounds like I might be from the South. And I, even after getting divorced, I kept that last name. I kept my ex-husband's last name. I liked my identity, as at least my name didn't sound Asian or Filipino. What it has meant for me to change my last name back to my birth surname, it really has meant this kind of autonomy and independence, and starting that journey of accepting who I am, who I was when I was born, the things that I was born with, my heritage, where I came from. And the irony is, if you think about autonomy and where I came from, being Filipino means that you have a heritage of colonization and actually not being autonomous or free. I have a Spanish-based last name now, or that's its origin. What was a Filipino last name 500 going on 600 years ago? I don't even know. So part of me is, I think that's pretty fitting and metaphoric to my journey right now of really just answering that question, who am I? Who am I? That's a scary question. And it's one that I don't think I'll ever really answer. Or if I'm meant to, it's, you know, I learn little bits pretty much every day. Sometimes I learn things I don't really like. And sometimes I learn things that have surprised me in a pretty cool way. My feelings now about my Filipino heritage are complicated. I don't reject it like I did when I was younger, even as old as my 20s or 30s. I wouldn't say I embrace it, but I don't reject it. I don't reject it anymore. I move through the world now knowing that all these things that I allow in my head about not being good enough, not being tall enough, my skin being too dark, my nose being too wide, I move through the world now knowing that all those things come from a society that's been colonized in really in every way, and really a patriarchal society that has to label beauty so it can own beauty. And so I'm finding like my own definitions of beauty internally and externally. And when I hear those things from others for the first time, I've started to say something. So moving through the world, knowing that all these like shit things that I say to myself, that we say to each other, and that other people say to themselves, that stuff isn't true. It's made up, and it's made up externally first, and then we believe it, and so we think it's something that came from us, and it didn't come from us.